The Food and Drug Administration in the United States has ruled that a decongestant in cold medicines does not work at all. So what does this mean for the cough medicine you've been taking? Christina Jewett covers the Food and Drug Administration for the New York Times, and she's been telling the BBC about this development.
So phenylephrine is basically, it's a decongestant. It works great as a spray. It sort of constricts the blood vessels and helps clear congestion. But when it's swallowed, if it's an ingredient in a cough syrup or a pill, it's basically destroyed in the stomach. So it's believed to be basically completely ineffective as an ingredient in over-the-counter, swallowed products.
Okay, so just to be clear, if you use it as a spray or something, they're not saying that's not effective. It's just if it's in something that's swallowed.
That's right.
So is it in a lot of products that are swallowed by people who have colds at the moment?
Oh, yeah. In the U.S., it's in about 260 products. So anything, a lot of things that say decongestant, cold and flu, sinus formula, a lot of those types of products contain that as an ingredient.
I mean, to state the obvious, isn't it a bit weird that big companies, pharmaceutical companies, didn't realize that that was the effect?
The backstory is kind of interesting. That's what I've been digging into today. And essentially, the FDA approved two over-the-counter decongestant ingredients in the 90s. And basically, one got moved behind the counter because it was being used in illicit meth labs in the U.S. So that happened in the mid-2000s. And when that occurred, to have something in front of the counter that could advertise a decongestant, you basically had to use this ingredient.
So they use this ingredient, but didn't the pharmaceutical companies realize its ineffectiveness? Did they not do the tests that would indicate that?
There were companies that were out there saying this was ineffective. One of them, called Schering, in 2007 presented to an FDA committee that this drug, basically didn't work. And the committee at the FDA heard that, but even at the time didn't take the type of action that we saw yesterday with the committee voting to say this is basically totally ineffective.
I mean, it does seem an extraordinary situation. And what's the advice now from the FDA? Are they saying, if you've got these medicines, chuck them away, they're useless?
You know, it's coming from other experts, but the advice is to go through the process in the U.S. of showing your ID to get the behind-the-counter product, the pseudoephedrine. The other advice is to use the nasal spray. There's steroid nasal spray. There's basically other types of things you can use, but this ingredient is basically sort of useless, so you don't have to go throwing away everything you have that contains the ingredient, because usually it has several other ingredients. But basically, there's a somewhat lengthy process ahead of the FDA to get this off the market. But for now, use up what you've got and look for something better next time.
So some of the things that are in this medicine are relatively effective, but it's the decongestant that isn't.
Right. There's some things that make you might, more alert, more sleepy, kill the pain, different things like that certainly work for me, but definitely not as decongestant.
I suppose that the issue there then, Christina, is that a lot of people say, well, we've bought these things under false pretenses. We were told they did something which they didn't do. I mean, is the possibility now of legal action against some of these companies?
It certainly wouldn't surprise me. That happens here quite a bit.
So could be some very expensive times for Big Pharma.
That's possible.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.